Turning our attention to sports right now. Sports, this go-round sponsored by Indeed.com. Joining me on the KRDO Newsline is Ken Landau, voice of your CC Tigers. And Ken, how nice is it to finally be saying that the Tigers are back on the ice tonight?
You know, it's really great to say that. It's been a couple of weeks of no action, two back-to-back weekends where the Tigers were idled because of COVID-19 protocols. But it's exciting to get back. There are 8 games left in the regular season. It's a chance maybe for the Tigers to reset, kind of to dial everything back to zero and start, in essence, a second season, an 8-game season to make a push into the playoffs.
Exactly, and we're getting some key members of the Tigers back for this last 8-game stretch, and you've seen this firsthand. How much of a difference is having Grant Cruickshank going to be back on the ice tonight?
Well, it's a big difference. Grant Cruickshank is a leader both on the ice and off the ice. When he had to step aside because of appendicitis, he was right there among the leaders on the team in scoring. But his value to the team isn't only on the ice. He is a leader in the locker room. And with a young team, a team that has close to a dozen freshmen, leadership is so important. And when you lose a leader like Grant Cruickshank, there's a void in that room. And while other players try to step up and fill that void, Grant Cruickshank has what I like to call that it factor when it comes to being a leader. And it's tough to replace that, especially in midstream. But he's excited to be back, and I think his teammates are excited to have him back as well.
Exactly. Yesterday when I talked to Coach Havlin, we were discussing how 5-on-5, the Tigers can really stand up with just about anyone, and they've been pretty good when it is even strength, but it's those special teams, the power play and then the penalty kill, that especially having Grant back is going to be key, and really that effort of focus during this last stretch.
Oh, there's no question about it. 5-on-5, the Tigers are fine. It's special teams that has really been the Achilles heel to this team, both on the power play and on the penalty kill. And I think what they've been able to do since they've gone back to practice several days ago is really focus on their special teams and really kind of dial into what they need to do to improve both offensively and defensively. And against a team like Omaha this weekend, the Tigers need to be better in special teams to win games on the road against an Omaha team that is a pretty solid team. However, they have lost 3 of their last 6. So it's not as if Omaha is a team that is among the hottest in the nation. So special teams will play a big role both tonight and tomorrow.
Exactly. And besides special team, what else is going to be the key to bringing home at least one win from Omaha this weekend?
Well, I think the Tigers need to win the 5-on-5 battles. The Tigers can't just play even with Omaha at even strength. The Tigers need to outplay Omaha. They've got great goaltending at Omaha. Isaiah Seville is one of the top goaltenders in the National Collegiate Hockey Conference. They have to get to him and get to him early. And if they do that, if the Tigers can pop in a goal or two early tonight and kind of build some momentum and, more importantly, build confidence, I think they'll be in good shape both tonight and Saturday.
Exactly. Well, we look forward to that. Again, pre-game coverage with you, Ken Landau, voice of our CC Tigers, tonight at 5:30. Puck drops just after 6 o'clock. Ken, thank you as always, and we'll talk to you again tonight with that pregame show.
Absolutely. Go Tigers.